Zap Pod. Second episode of the new year.
Still going in 2015.
Start numbering them now?
Yep. Episode 2-215.
Season
215-1-tash.
Yeah. Okay.
Just date them all?
Sure. How are you, fellas?
I'm just dandy. How are you, Warren?
I'm good. It's Warren. This is me. And then there's Scotty. And then there's Brando.
All three, once again.
And we do a podcast where we talk about wrestling.
Wrestling.
How, before we talk about wrestling, what did you guys do this week? I know Scotty had a pretty big monumental day on Saturday.
I turned 22.
Aww! How was it?
It was pretty cool. I was in Calgary for the Master Series for Canada Cup Gaming. It was a pretty cool event. I definitely got pretty sick while I was there, and it wasn't even because I got booze sick, so...
It was a legitimate sickness.
Yeah, like a legitimate infection.
It's not diverticulitis, though. We've ruled that out.
Yeah, we've ruled that out, so I'm okay there. So
we consider ourselves experts now.
Yes.
We've done our Google
now
searches.
Now that I've seen the image of what diverticulitis is.
You take one look at Scotty, you're like, nah, it's not
what
I've
fine.
Seen some shit. All right.
We're pretty much medical professionals now, though.
So are you feeling better? What's the, you got some meds?
I got meds as of now. Got them right here.
Okay.
Picked them up before we came to the show.
Are they, what kind of meds? Can we,
I got some crazy ass antibiotics. Here, I'll read the label.
Yes. The Medical Hour with Scotty Molyneux.
Keep everyone posted on this.
Safeway.
Gotta take
nice choice.
One tablet four times a day.
You gotta save on your
finish
your drugs.
I'm so bad at reading.
Metron
Dazoli. Right. No, Metron. Fuck, Boris is going to eat me alive for this, too. Metron E. Dizzoli.
You're right. Right.
That's it. That's my favorite kind of meds. You supposed to take it with food, or what's,
no,
the, what's the instructions?
Well, maybe. I'm not supposed to drink alcohol for 9 days.
Is it a suppository? You have to...
No. I wish it was a suppository. Just kidding. They smell terrible.
I was going to say, they probably don't smell pretty good.
You just bang it up and snort it.
Yeah, that's how you get rid of an infection.
This is good podcasting.
Yeah, these are pretty small pills, though. I don't think I'll die on
they
these.
They just look like a rocket.
They say 250
you know,
on
Halloween
them.
Candies.
It's like rocket. A Flintstones.
I'll just sell these at raves. I'll be fine.
Yeah. A nice like little vitamin.
And, yeah, vitamins. Little Flintstone vitamins. So
that's good.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted on how not drinking for 9 days goes.
But you did drink on your birthday.
I drank a shit ton on my birthday.
So you got it out of the
way. Oh, I got it out of the way. But I was going to do a thing in Edmonton this week with people, so now I'm just going to... I'll find some other way to be really fucked up, but I haven't figured that out yet.
You know what you should do? Just take some of your banging this resveratrol there.
Metron Dalhousie?
Because what day will that be on?
That'll be on Saturday.
But like of your 9 days.
Oh, that'll be...
Because today is Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm going to start them
so
tomorrow.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You'll be on day four.
Day four.
Technically, the halfway point.
That seems a little unsafe. I'm going to take this seriously and not drink.
Yeah, that's
so. And then you probably earned a sip.
That's the thing. You would maybe only have to have half a drink and you'd probably be fucked.
The lady was like, I was like, well, worst case scenario, what happens if I were to drink? And she was like, you will have the worst hangover of your life from drinking minimal. And I was like, oh.
One of those. Eh?
All right. Like, I was like, well, I was like, maybe I'll get super drunk and I'll be fine. Right. And
maybe I can lap it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can go all the way around back to sober.
Again,
I think I did that this weekend, where I just drank and stayed up so late where I was like, oh, I'll just be fine.
The Sat Pod does not condone mixing of medication with alcohol.
Yeah, don't be safe out there.
Unless your name is Scotty. And by
but
all
I
means.
Do all my stupid shit at home generally. So
if you do it at home, it's safe.
Yeah, if you do it at home.
Unless it's wrestling.
Only
you don't
your
try
cats
that shit
can
at home.
Judge you.
It's the first place to tell you not to try it.
But it's the first place everyone does try
it. I know.
Including probably most of the WWE roster.
Hmm?
At one point,
that's
tried
why they
it
don't want
home.
Them to try it, is they don't want the competition coming up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, we got to stop this before these kids get real good.
Yeah, they're going to
they
learn too
just,
much.
Just
in their
start
bedrooms.
Saying, try this at home just to breed the crop for 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, so that they're ready to go.
Maybe a few of them will break each other's necks.
Because if you're going to get hurt, I mean, they want to just, you know, thin the herd, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to break your neck.
You got to figure out who the tough ones are then.
Do it when you're
weed
a kid.
Weed them out. You got to weed them out.
If you made
early.
It through until you're 18, then we'll sign you a contract.
I've just survived.
I'd be a WWE wrestler right now if that was the case. But it's not, unfortunately.
I've been wrestling since I was 11. I have 7 years of experience. Sign me to NXT.
This isn't a mattress. This is way harder than a mattress.
Look, I'm used to jumping off couches onto mattresses. What is this? Turnbuckle shit.
Exactly. All right. Brando, did you get up to anything?
Not a whole bunch. I watched a lot of football.
Yeah.
Playoffs going on.
Busy week.
Who's still in?
Who's still in?
Seahawks play Green Bay this week.
New England
plays Colts.
The Colts.
Yes.
And then I watched the National College Football Championship last night. My team, Oregon, fell to the mighty Buckeyes.
Yeah. It was a rough, sad day.
Yeah.
Rough game.
Where are the Buckeyes from?
Ohio State.
Let's go. I'm sure JR
They're
was
both
still...
O's, which I thought was kind of neat.
Oh, that's Oklahoma.
That's the power letter right
You're thinking
now.
Of Oklahoma.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. It's all the same to me. I thought he was a Longhorns fan for the longest time.
No, Sooners.
That's Texas.
Yeah.
Boomer Sooner. Great team.
Isn't that also... where fight songs now. Isn't that also where Swagger is from?
Yeah.
A lot of people from Oklahoma. You know what's a pretty good crop grower of WWE talent is Cleveland, Ohio.
You're right.
Wait, just Ohio. Okay. I think I was thinking of Cleveland, and then I was like, oh, and then there's these other guys. Oh, no, that's Maine. Where's Seth Rollins from?
That's great.
He's from the Berg.
Seth Rollins. Is he?
No.
Isn't that where he grew up?
He's from Buffalo.
Des Moines.
He's from Buffalo.
I was from Des Moines.
Born in Buffalo, Iowa.
No.
In the U.S.
Hope you guys are enjoying this.
Build from Des Moines?
This just gets people hyped to watch sports?
No, they're already hyped to watch their sports.
This just
fills the time in between in the plays.
Doesn't say where he's built from. It says he's residing in Davenport, Iowa.
Davenport. Who's in Des Moines? I think Raw was just in Des Moines not long ago. That's probably what I'm thinking of. And that's not in Iowa.
Nope. It's in Idaho.
Idaho.
I think.
Home of the potatoes.
Is it in Idaho?
It's probably in Texas.
It's in Washington. I've been there. I think. Des Moines.
We're all Canadian. We don't know American geography.
City of Iowa. Okay. State of Iowa. There you go. Des Moines, Iowa. You're right.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, that's good. Now we've done alcohol and pills, some geography.
A little football.
Some sports.
Yeah.
That's what you get on this
podcast. You
guys
got anything on video games? We usually touch on video games.
Well, I don't know.
I'm playing a lot of Guilty Gear Xrd.
All right, there you go.
What is that?
It's a fighting game.
Oh.
We hit them all.
Instantly not interested. I love
that. That would be why I don't know it.
Yep.
Okay, well, this week I did a whole lot of nothing, but highlight is that we got our wrestling tickets for the end of the month.
Oh, yes.
31st.
On your birthday.
Do you have yours yet?
I got mine for Christmas.
Where are you sitting?
I think I'm sitting in like 101.
Oh, we're on the floor.
Oh,
it's
damn.
A good day to be friends with a radio star.
Yeah.
What row are you?
8.
Nice.
I don't know what side we're on that, though. I think it said H, which I don't know what the hell that means. Yeah. I could probably find the chart, but I'm not going to. So.
Well, watch if you like.
Show up.
We're ramp side.
So, all right,
if they set it up the exact same way as last time, which I wouldn't be surprised if they set up their host shows the same way.
Right.
We would be... Oh, I guess you guys might have got different tickets, though. Because last time the radio station was sitting...
Was behind the announcers.
Yeah, they were facing the ramp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a cool seat.
But again, I don't know if those are...
I'm pretty sure I have the exact same seats that I had last time there was a house show. Because I bought mine via Inside Buy from Ticketmaster.
I'm excited. I hope it don't work.
I'm hoping to see somebody we haven't seen before.
Like who?
I wouldn't mind seeing The Shield again just because, or like guys from The Shield.
Yeah, I'd like to see them because
I haven't
seen
them. Well, we got Reigns. I know we got Reigns, and I don't think I've ever seen him.
I know we got Jericho.
Yeah, we've seen him.
Yeah,
we saw Reigns at SmackDown taping a couple years ago. Did you go to that?
SmackDown taping. SmackDown.
Yeah, all of The Shield was at SmackDown.
Yeah, because they walked right past us.
Did we go there?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the one where Scotty slapped him.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that was where I was like on the aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw The Shield.
Have we seen the Wyatts? Yeah, because they were here at the house show.
Yep.
Who haven't we seen?
I think seen them all.
We saw the
Have we seen
Harper
Ziggler?
And Rowan. Have we seen Ziggler?
I don't think I've seen Ziggler live yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I might not have seen Ziggler.
We've seen Brian live.
Yeah, because he did the big Yes chant.
Yeah, that was when Brian was like huge. I've seen Ryder. I saw Bray before he got called up at a house show.
We just Red saw Deer. Bray at our last house show.
Yeah.
I just looked at the floor plan while you guys were talking. We're facing hard cam.
Which there is none, but.
Huh? There is no cams.
Right,
But we were facing where the hard cams okay. would be.
Yeah.
That's good. So seat. On the, if you're walking down the
reverse
ramp
angle.
On the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real
if
good
we
seats.
Were, if we were on
yeah,
TV,
those are solid.
We
you
would be
see
on
us.
TV the whole time.
Yeah. Unfortunate that it isn't TV because yeah. we can be like, hey.
Hashtag SatPod.
Bring our signs. What was the sign we was
there was that
bring?
We had an idea and I was trying to remember it even yesterday. It was, I think partially Matt Eads cooked it up or.
Yeah, we all had a different sign, right? But it was spelling one thing.
Yeah.
It was three people. Nah, I can't
shit.
Remember.
I thought we came up with the last show.
It was ever loving genius,
too.
Whatever
it was.
It was
good.
Yeah.
Something is affecting my short-term memory.
Mm.
I don't know what it is.
Me neither.
All right.
Mine's yeah, just fine.
That's all I got. Should we do news now? Should
you
we
have
go
any
news,
Brent?
I have very little news, but I have news.
Your news with Brendan Lynch.
At the top of the hour.
And on the hour.
All I got, really, Daniel Bryan. If you've watched Raw, this isn't even news, but this actually broke before Raw.
Yes.
Daniel Bryan is slated to make his in-ring return on SmackDown, moving to its new time, Wednesday. That kicks in this week. So if you're,
on Thursday?
You if mean? You are one of those SmackDown fans, it's Wednesday.
In Canada, it's Wednesday.
In Canada, it's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh. All those Thursday vignettes really mean nothing for me then.
Pretty much, yeah.
You got to listen to the little dude after who pops up on your Canadian TV. And
if you're
like,
Canadian,
well, you're,
like really quickly.
I never watch Canadian feed. I haven't seen a Canadian feed in years.
The
we
end
got a day
of, like,
earlier than our American neighbors.
At the end of like medications commercials where it's like, side effects include, it's no. like that. It's like, in Canada, it's on Wednesday. That's as much as they'll tell you.
So yeah, there's that. And then announcer shuffle. Speaking of the new SmackDown. This is weird, yeah.
This
is worth talking
this
about.
This made me go, wow.
Yeah.
So, King leaves for an illness.
Diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis.
Yes.
Not what Scotty has.
No.
No.
As established. And we have Booker T replace him. That
yes.
apparently
wait
is going to be the go-to Raw commentating team going forward, even when King is back. And the new SmackDown team is going to be Cole, Jerry, the King Lawler, and Plaxton. Byron Plaxton?
Byron
Plaxton. Saxton.
Saxton.
Saxton, that's his name. We're thinking of, there's a guy we know, his last name is Plaxton, which is funny.
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about Baxter Stockman from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
he was
the
like fly
a
guy?
I was never a big nerd, Ninja Turtle guy.
You're going to say never a big nerd.
Yeah, I was like, way to put me on blast earlier on the show, Warren.
So Tom Phillips just gets absolutely fucking screwed out of this deal.
Yeah, which is crazy because when I last was watching SmackDown, it was just Cole and JBL. So I think I missed the whole Phillips
era. Yeah, they threw him in.
For a month there. He was on TV for about a month.
Yeah.
It is my kind of sort of half New Year's resolution that I'm totally fine with bailing on at any time to try and watch SmackDown on its new time.
Oh.
I think the first SmackDown is going to be really
good.
That's
the thing, like what you were saying. And I mean, it's the same technically in the States. Is that watching it on a Wednesday is a little bit more doable than a Friday because a Friday, it's like, well, I'm done work. I want to go out and do things. Whereas Wednesday, it's like, shit, I got to work tomorrow. Let's stay in and watch 2 hours of a shitty wrestling program.
And we're getting to the kind of time in the sports year where if you go to a sports bar on a Wednesday night, they're going to be playing wrestling.
Yeah.
There's nothing else going on.
We should
get hockey games
and
wrestling.
Find.
Like, I don't
know. Okay, what's the bar
that
you
go to? I don't
want to
go to Edmonton, though.
Oh, where
that's the thing. I know. Yeah. I know that.
I go to Sherlock Holmes on campus to watch wrestling, and I go to Black Dog on White Ave to watch wrestling.
You should, like, set up some sort of promotion with the SatPod.
Come to
where
my
we
house.
We just have a bar in Sherwood Park, because fuck everyone that listens from Edmonton.
Just go to Average Joe's. They usually let us do stuff.
Yeah, we'll just go to Average Joe's, and we'll have a big viewing party every
Miles,
Wednesday.
Can you just on this one TV, we'll all sit in this corner, you push SmackDown on.
Say SatPod at the door and get a free lemon drop shot.
Yeah, there you go.
Because those are gross, and it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
or tequila,
be
because Spanish announce table. There you go.
There you
get
go.
Some tequila.
Very good. Very
okay.
good. You have margaritas, anything. Yep. You got to come wearing like a Spanish
sombrero
outfit.
And
yeah.
A poncho.
Yeah. It's just like a big Cinco de Mayo themed thing.
Good.
All these Mexican people show up and we're just like, are you guys wrestling fans? And they're like, no, we're here for Spanish night.
Like a Lost in Translation somewhere. What do you guys think of the new commentary teams?
I really don't like Booker T.
Right,
I
mean,
never have, and I just don't like this move whatsoever.
I like to mock Booker T, so this will be fun for about a month for me.
That's the thing;
it'll be a fun month.
He's stupid, haha, and then that'll fade really quickly.
I think he's got to get way more comfortable. Like, hopefully, when he gets a little more comfortable, it'll be different. But you can tell he's really on eggshells about like trying to tell a good story. Right
there was
now.
A point in Raw when he referred to Roman Reigns as one crazy Somalian.
I remember that.
Instead of Samoan. Like, come on.
Come on. Somalia.
Booker.
He also said, like, he tried to do, like, a holy simole joke.
Yeah.
And it turned out terrible where no one laughed. And, like, JBL was just like, really, Booker?
I don't want to be, like, the guy to point fingers and be like, that's it. But part of me wonders if they just picked Booker T for some ethnic diversity on the commentary.
Oh, yeah, it could be. They got two white guys and a black guy on both shows. Yeah. Now, so
maybe that's it.
Byron Saxton sounds like a white guy.
That's true.
When you hear him talk, you really
he sounds identical to Cole.
The other thing that I think they're probably doing when you look at the way it all kind of panned out is you get Michael Cole leading both tables.
Yeah.
You split the two veteran guys and put one on each show. Yeah. And then you give a rookie to each and hope that is kind of like
that they can cut their teeth.
System. Yeah.
But I think the cool thing that if they really wanted to, because they're really pushing SmackDown as it's going to be good again. It won't be shitty. It's new. Please watch this show.
I hope they actually advertise it as that.
I think that they should have put something completely different. Keep Cole and JBL on Raw. Leave Booker T there with him, whatever. Leave King there with him. And put William Regal and Saxton.
But what if they suck is I think what they're worried about. Because I don't think they're great on NXT. I think Regal's pretty good. I don't know what he's interested in doing right now in William Regal, because I like to think Regal's got a little bit of pull, that he's probably doing something he's happy doing right now.
Well, he's the GM of NXT.
Right, well, but what that is worth.
Yes.
But I think I can kind of see, I agree with you. I would love to see Renee Young and those band
Kyle
of Mary.
Edwards.
Yeah, sure.
I He'd would actually be see. Really good at
Kyle
that.
Edwards would be great to see on there. Like, what?
What if he
sucks?
Like,
yeah. This is all, every time, it's the same thing with, like, Renee. We're like, we like her on NXT. She's all right when she's on Main Event. But what about for 2 hours on SmackDown? Right?
And the thing with her is that they like her on camera because she's attractive.
Yeah.
So I don't see them ever putting her behind the camera.
Yeah.
Right? Necessarily.
The thing that I think that they just like is the fact that, like, look, even if Booker T shits the bed, and even if Saxton shits the bed, you still have Cole and King commentating some events and Cole and JBL commentating others. You're never going to have an absolute train wreck.
Well, and because Booker T is going to fuck up, I think they wanted to put him with JBL so that JBL could be that guy to be like, you fucked up and I'm going to make fun of you for it.
And Booker T is very naturally a face commentator.
Yeah.
You can tell when he's out there, he's like, oh man, this is messed up.
He's always cheering for the good guys.
But the problem is that JBL still flips back and forth.
Yeah, which I kind of like commentators that flip but kind of have their personalities better than commentators that are straight face and heel. I kind of think JBL has his down to a bit of a science where it's like he is almost always on team authority or team heel or whatever, but he's not pushing it so much that he's like, I need to make myself sound like an idiot in order to support my argument. Because that used to happen all the time with like Paul Heyman and Jim Ross.
Or even King.
Like Paul
when
Heyman,
he was a heel commentator.
And King would... Heel commentators will come off as straight dumb if they're only straight heel.
The only other one who I can think of, like, JBL is pretty good. Sometimes he has his moments where he comes off a little dumb, where you're like, that was really healing it up there. But most of the times, it seems like he has, like, his list, and it's like, who's authority? Who's writing the names on the checks? Who's the authorities people? Like, Bad News Barrett is one of JBL's boys.
Yeah.
In the sense that he puts him over on commentary. But the only other guy who I can think of who was really good at being a heel commentator is like Bobby the Brain Heenan, where he never really came off as like trying too hard kind of thing. He had it down to a science.
I thought Heyman was pretty good too.
Heyman's pretty good. Yeah. Sometimes Heyman working for Vince would go a little far sometimes.
That's the problem, though.
But I think that's Vince in somebody's ear. Same time when JBL goes ham, I think there's someone in JBL's ear.
Vince is JBL is
the
Vince.
Voice of Vince.
JBL
yeah.
is Vince. He's pretty much only in JBL's ear so that Vince can have his voice heard through someone, and that happens.
It would be awesome
JBL.
To watch a video of Vince McMahon in the production war room just yelling at guys like, say this, say it!
Well, and the problem with that is then stuff happens like last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever the Ascension debuted.
Mm-hmm.
No, not debuted, sorry. When they came out and cut their first promo.
Yeah.
And said the thing about the Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
How JBL at the start said, these guys are great. They're going to make a great impact. And then they said that. And now all of a sudden he's going, I can't believe they said that. They couldn't hold the Legion of Doom's bags.
He can lace their boots.
So he just totally contradicts himself.
The one thing you can see JBL constantly doing is putting his Like, I respect the old business ahead of his heel. Like, the other thing, like, when, even when Ziggler was a heel, I remember, and he would do that thing with the world championship where he had it on backwards, he would just lose it on Ziggler for having the title on backwards, even though Ziggler was a heel back then.
Yeah, I like when JBL comes off as a traditionalist, where he's very in, like, the old ways of wrestling. Considering, like, Michael Cole is such a modern-style announcer, it gives it a good diversity in terms of, like, the contrast.
Hmm. All right, that's enough about the announcers.
Do you have any else for news?
No, that's all I'll pick up.
I wanted to clean one thing up from last week. We were talking about TNA a little bit last week, and I said that they were having some technical issues. So what happened, happened was Destination America, the network that they are on, does not like profanity whatsoever.
Few networks do.
So, MVP is cutting a promo, and the crowd starts chanting, "Shut the fuck up!"
Because in New York.
But the network doesn't like it, so it's now "Shut the up" as he's cutting his.
Okay.
Oh, so they cut it hard.
Yes.
That's so dumb.
So people were thinking that it was a technical issue when it's just the network censoring. But you can't understand a word the fucking promo is. So
that's funny.
That's what happened there.
Good start.
Yeah. It wasn't great, apparently, last week. Even though people were saying it was great, and we made it sound like it was great on the podcast last week, it wasn't.
It was okay. I watched
Awesome
it.
Kong was there about
were,
the highlight.
There, it was few and far between for things that were really awesome.
Yeah.
The commentary was good with Taz and Josh Matthews. It was just so weird to hear his voice not from WWE.
Yeah, I agree. It was different.
Yeah, overall, still TNA so far.
Yeah, they're going with another heel.
There was a
faction.
Holy shit chant that did the same thing where you couldn't hear the commentators. It was like Hardys versus Wolves versus
so dumb.
Storm and Abyss, and it was just like, holy shit, for like legit spots that were good. And it was just like, you couldn't even hear like the commentator. So it wasn't like, at least Spike would censor it to a point, but not ruin the show.
I want to meet the guy that is sitting there watching wrestling, who hears the fans chanting something and then calls in and complains. Because that's obviously what they're worried about. I want to meet the guy that does that and just be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why are you watching?
Yeah, exactly. What do you expect?
No.
It's a wrestling crowd. Have you never watched wrestling before? And if you haven't, then you probably shouldn't be watching it now. Get out.
You guys are going to have to keep me posted on how great
I don't
TNA.
Plan on TSA watching
is. What's it called?
It's something.
Total Stupid Action is more like
that's
it.
TSA.
I heard, I was going to include this in news, but I didn't know enough about it. I heard Jeff Hardy took a big fall off a cage at this TNA show. You hear anything about that, Scotty?
That
unless
might
that
have
was
been
during
a taping.
Is that a taping?
That might be for
then?
A future taping. Spoilers. I don't know. He didn't take any major bumps
on watching TNA.
He didn't take a major bump on that first week.
Oh, okay.
His match is pretty lax.
Yeah, I guess something like pretty big injury. Something knocks him out. Like he's knocked out for a little while.
I think they're taped through till February now already. So probably was a taping.
This just popped up. So.
All right. Good.
Good.
Anything else news-wise?
TNA's going to the UK, and they've signed Matt Hardy for an extended contract. TNA pays Matt Hardy more than he's worth. It's so dumb.
Good for Matt.
Matt Hardy's got some...
stronger than death.
He's lucky that his brother's there. That's probably the only reason that they're signing him, because they want
the
Hardys.
He's lucky his brother sells the most merchandise in the company.
Mm-hmm. And then there's that Willow guy.
God, what a dumb show.
I know. It's just horrible. All right. We will be talking about our Royal Rumble pool after we do Raw.
Second annual.
Make sure you stick around for that as well.
Or get your fast forward button ready.
We've added some thins onto the list.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about that a little later on. You won last year, Brando?
I did win last year.
Reigning defending. Hey?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Raw live from, I didn't write down the arena name, but they were in New Orleans. It's something stupid like the
Silverdome?
Yeah, there you go. It's the Silverdome. Wait, we need the... Do we even have it? Yeah, we do.
I don't know.
Oh, but I have it.
Where's our Hogan clips?
There it is. Okay. Jibra.
You mute the sound effect?
Did you guys see the pyro to start the show?
Yeah. What? I think so, yeah.
I haven't seen pyro to start
the
show
thing.
In like fucking forever, I
forgot to
like.
Mention it last week, too. They've gone back to the intro with the song and everything. They haven't done that in
forever.
Months.
Yeah.
So then maybe that's
like an intro video or just the song playing?
Like the song with the highlights of everyone that's on it.
Oh.
Like, yeah, they always did, but they haven't done for 6 months.
Yeah, and then they did, like, camera pan of the audience, and they're like, yeah. Oh, it's practically sold out here in New York. It's like, it's sold out. It's sold out.
Only some empty seats.
There are single seats still available at the door.
Standing room only.
Get down here quick.
But, yeah, it blew my mind that there was pyro.
Yeah, good for them.
Remember back in the day when he used to, like...
Well, they always have pyro. I just think it doesn't
unless they're
air.
In Montreal.
Like, they have pyro on house shows sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Always scares the shit out of you. Yeah. Even though when you go to a live event,
she's expected.
Justin Roberts or whoever is working will grab the mic and go, "We're going to be starting the show in 10 seconds." And then you sit there and you're like, "All right," like trying to count it down. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's just like, bang!
Bang!
It scares the shit out of you.
I wonder how many people died of heart attacks before they had him start going out there and being like, "Everyone, heads up.
Here it comes." All right. Show starts with John Cena. Says this isn't like last week, even though the authority is back in power. He owns up to making the choice of bringing them back because it was the right thing to do. He says Triple H will only be remembered as a slimy backstabber. He reminds us that Rowan, Ryback, and Ziggler are fired. He asks the crowd if they want to see them back, and they do. He tells everyone to use the hashtag authority sucks on Twitter.
That's did anyone lame. Catch that? Did anyone see if that took off? That probably took off.
It did. Right? I did a brief search of that hashtag. There was actually some pretty funny tweets in there.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it. Yeah. Anybody wants to kill some time, search up hashtag authority sucks.
I knew you knew I was watching like 3 hours late. Mm. So I was at like about midnight. I was or 11. I was just going to put hashtag authority sucks on my Twitter and see if anyone caught it.
All right. He says he's going to leave the Royal Rumble with the title, and once he wins the title, he plans to leave until the authority gives Ziggler, Ryback, and Rowan their jobs back. So the justification being that they would have no show without the title being in the arena.
Mm.
Is that not what's been happening for the past 6 fucking months?
It's like John doesn't realize that Brock isn't there all the time.
The fact that they let this get out of the writing room without someone being like, you know how stupid this sounds, right? Like, well, we've been going without a title for like 4 months, and now you're saying it's going to make an impact if we go without a title?
That's the thing. With Cena, they let him do it. Let him go out there, and they don't really write for him.
I guess.
So he probably said this.
Cena
and
should
then,
be smarter than
that's the thing. Every now and then, Cena slips up.
Well, Steph called him out on him. He's like, do you hear the shit you're saying right now?
Yeah. Way to spoil it, because the authority comes out.
Oh, shit. I would have never guessed.
Cole, you can almost hear all the groans from the people listening when Scotty ruined that.
I know.
Oh, Scott.
Oh, you spoil it.
When they come out, Michael Cole informs us that the three guys were not given their severance.
That's those some bastards. Bullshit. This is some Big Show lawyer level bullshit.
Sue them. Yeah. You can't just fucking walk in here and fire
we
me.
We own your house now, Big Show.
Jesus Christ.
If wrestling was real, it would suck.
It would suck. Stephanie makes fun of the hashtag. Trips calls back to before Survivor Series when he told Cena that whoever joined him on Team Cena would be fired. Okay. When I did that, I was like, oh, all right. They're at least trying to make sense out of this whole thing.
Tie it all in, yep.
Triple H says they're going to give Cena the opportunity to be the hero again. He wants to know if the WWE Universe would like to see the three guys get their jobs back. Turns out that they would like to see just that.
Oh, no shit.
Triple H books a lumberjack match between Cena and Rollins. If Cena wins, the boys gets their jobs back. And that
boys
match,
gets their jobs back.
That match is right away.
That's really? Relatively exciting way to kick off Raw.
It was.
Decent. It was a good way to catch people up on like what's going on with Cena going out and just saying what had gone down in the past couple weeks.
It was quick, and you know that you're getting a pretty big match right out of the bat, too. So.
Yeah, it was
and
a good way to kick it off.
For the record, by quick, we mean under 20 minutes.
Yes.
But not
quick
much.
Compared to what it has been.
Yeah.
Did you notice the Lumberjacks, some of the Lumberjacks here? Curtis Axel was
in
here.
Yeah, he was in there. Oh,
Titus O'Neil.
They were all heels except for Titus. Yeah, he'll always be a face in my eyes.
Justin Gabriel?
Yeah, Gabriel was in there, yeah. Kid, Cesaro,
and then
Show.
The usual suspects, the Fandango guys. Yeah, Fandango was in there.
Cena versus Rollins.
Not a
bad
match.
This is something that I would see Raw putting on as a main event.
Yes.
Like, you can totally see this main eventing a show. So the fact that we get it first is... set a good pace for the show.
Yes. I'll take it.
Yep.
What did you guys think of this match?
It was good. I thought it was good. I thought it was too many distraction kind of jump ins, but you kind of knew you were going to get that.
With a lumberjack.
You're not going to get any match of the year candidate with stuff like that.
No.
So. That said, I think Cena and Rollins have great chemistry.
Really good chemistry.
It's the same kind of thing. Like whenever Cena works with Punk, whenever he works with Brian, whenever he works with a guy who can really work, Cena can hold up his end.
Totally.
Because he's a strong man. He can chuck him around a little bit, hold him, and he tries to hurt Karana here and there, which is always funny.
Cena's like five moves of doom, how fast he was able to go in the ring with Rollins. Plus, he like did a couple different things. Like one of them was like he taunted and like span his arm and then did like a huge sidewalk slam instead of like dropping him at like hip level like he normally does. He like put him over his head so because he can throw around Rollins and like the transition of like, oh, he goes from curb stomp into an STF, like Cena counters it. And
yeah, and that was a really cool spot.
And they're like grabbing the ropes and just going on, like, really, really good thing. One funny spot in there was when they were going for the STF and he's crawling and then he reaches for Kane and Cena and Kane start pulling him like a seesaw. It's like, like it was like a cartoon.
Didn't they do this spot twice in a row?
They did, which is weird.
Yeah. But
I enjoyed it the first time and then I almost rolled my eyes.
I think I missed the Kane one, so I actually enjoyed it more the second time because I didn't see the Kane one.
I got a good chuckle with the Kane one.
Yeah.
The turnbuckle powerbomb when he went from one corner to the other.
Yes.
The sunset flipped over Cena and then took him all the way to the other corner. I thought that was really good. I thought it was an overall pretty okay match.
So Kane helps Rollins, gets a rope break. Big Show pulls Cena to the outside, hits the KO punch, slides Cena in the ring, and Rollins picks up the win.
No.
I don't actually hate this finish because it works in the lumberjack setting.
Are lumberjacks always no DQ, or was this just like the authority will fire you if you DQ him?
Lumberjacks were always...
You sure?
Yeah, that's why there's no rope break either.
I was going to say, lumberjacks have always been, you can just beat the shit out of a guy as a lumberjack.
Because there's no rope break either, because there came one spot there where Rollins was crawling away from Cena, grabs the rope, and I was like, look at this ref, he didn't even tell Cena to get off. And then I was like, halfway through the match, I was like, I don't think there's rope break in lumberjack matches, to be honest.
I mean, because there's rope breaks in like triple threat matches, even though there's no DQ technically. They play it fast and loose with the rules in wrestling.
Yeah, where's the official wrestling handbook?
I mean, I remember Chris Benoit having people in the crossface and people getting to the rope and Benoit having to break the hold.
Yeah. In the main event of Mania 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Right.
There are definitely rope breaks. I don't know. They seem to just kind of take whatever rules they need to tell a story. And be like,
yeah, whatever works for that night.
But in terms of the being able to beat them up, I actually think people get beaten up in most lumberjack matches by lumberjacks.
Right.
So
it would be boring if the lumberjacks did nothing.
That actually, yeah, if they actually just did their job.
Well, I always remember going back to JR and King days when JR would just be appalled. These guys are supposed to keep them in the ring, not beat them up. Just shocked that this happens every time.
Just appalled.
And every time they have another match, both the guys are like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That sounds real fair. I'm all right with that. They're just going to throw me back in the ring. All good.
Sure.
They're wrestlers. By their very nature, they want to hurt you.
Did either of you guys watch SmackDown last week?
No,
I was in Calgary.
Good.
I'm not starting until...
So I'm not the only one that didn't understand this, because Stephanie... backstage with the Usos, and Ambrose walks in.
I was like,
and
what the hell? What an odd pairing.
And then Steph mixes up the Usos.
That was kind of funny.
I laughed. She says she wants to address the stuff that happened on SmackDown. All right.
They could have played a clip at least.
People are going to have to watch
that's
SmackDown.
The thing, is that why you throw all these clips all the time, but this time you don't, and I have no clue what the fuck they're talking
about.
The
one time we needed a clip.
Let us know. Tweet us at SatPod if you know what the fuck they're talking about here. She books Naomi in a match with her arm tied behind her back. That's the Usos' punishment
kind of
for whatever they did.
For them lately,
yeah.
The old girl with an arm tied behind her back match.
And then Steph forces Dean to get an evaluation because he checked himself out of the hospital last week after his ambulance match. Which, when she said that, I rolled my eyes because of the whole thing, but at least they tried to explain how he lost an ambulance match, but then was on SmackDown and looked as though he was not hurting whatsover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally.
He
took
worked
this.
A match on SmackDown. I know that.
I was like, yeah, there you go. That works for me.
Good.
And his Royal Rumble pick is on the line if he's not deemed sane.
If he doesn't pass this test, he's out of the Rumble.
This is the kind of wrestling I like. when it's just this dumb story. Like, I was like, what do you think? Do you think Dean Ambrose is going to be able to get in the Rumble? Do you think he's sane enough?
Man, I hope he passes that test.
God, I hope this guy's a legitimate doctor.
Jesus. Miz and Mizdow are backstage. Miz says, last night was the Golden Globes. And then he calls Clooney a close personal friend. What do you call himself? Friend of George? F-O-G. Friend of George.
A fog.
He congratulates him and says one day he might win the award he really wants, a Slammy.
I thought that was funny because we love to rip on like Slammys being shitty.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
How great would it be if George Clooney actually watched wrestling
and he was like, who?
Because of his former hookup with his wife.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
I do want one.
They said my name. No, good. I feel like Clooney doesn't watch wrestling
shit, George Clooney doesn't watch wrestling.
Yeah, he's got better things
he's
to
probably
do.
Too he suave.
Bangs wrestlers.
He's too suave for that.
All right.
But I just imagine him like friend of George and he's like, I don't even know who this fucking
fuck
dude
is.
Who? Who?
He thinks it's real. He's just like, what? You can't say that. You can't say that on TV.
That's slander. Sue's the Miz for slander.
The dumbest thing about this is it was so short, and it seemed like just a cutaway because they went right back to Dean with no commercial break.
I know.
It went Dean, Miz, Dean with no commercial break.
It was
with
so
Dean
could,
in two different places.
It was
like,
so they could
what?
Move rooms.
No, I know. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's totally what it is.
It was awkward, the cut.
So Dean's being evaluated. The doctor asks if he knows why he's there, and then he says Dean asks if it's because he's been a bad little boy, and then the doc says he wants to see what makes Ambrose tick and puts a clock beside him.
Okay, did you guys get this? Because it zooms in on him staring at the clock, and I thought this was going to get picked up later in the show, which
Me
it never
too.
Did, and no. Was it just supposed to be like a funny...
I think that was just that we got to find a way to get out of this segment, so...
Yeah.
And we're going to say what makes you tick and put a clock there, and you stare at it like
and
you're
you
terrified
start,
of it.
Or, yeah, and you start like fidgeting. Because of the clicking.
Okay. I was like, maybe he's got the Captain Hook syndrome.
That's exactly what I thought. Hook. His little mustache will start twitching.
Yeah. He's like, it's me.
Oh. Okay. We got a New Day. Kofi and Xavier taking on the brand new team of Kid and Cesaro. And Kid has a shirt that says the Fact Master or Master of Facts. And then Cesaro has one that says something about King of Swing. So he's gone back to King of Swing.
Okay. Maybe they're doing that so they can get into Swinging Cats.
Also, last week when we were talking about the Masters of the WWE Universe, I didn't realize that Masters of the Universe was a real thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a He-Man
really?
Reference.
I had no clue.
Oh,
no
well,
clue.
I should have said something.
I thought you guys would
have just been like,
I knew.
I thought they
nerd.
Were just being like Masters of the WWE Universe for no reason. I was
we
like,
probably would have
name.
Just said, shut up, nerd. If it helps at all. You probably didn't even have to say that, because if none of us figured out that you didn't know, then you didn't say anything that obviously implied
True.
That you didn't know.
Shut up!
All right.
Good. So we got Adam Rose at ringside, because apparently we're going to keep Cesaro and Kid linked with the Rosebuds.
Adam Rose.
Yes.
I think you said Ambrose. Did you say Adam Rose?
I thought I said Ambrose.
Maybe you said
Might
Ambrose.
Have said
Maybe
Ambrose.
I just heard Ambrose.
Either way, I don't like this pairing.
No,
yeah, I feel like
dumb.
It's really unnecessary. I feel like they should have just been undercover one night as Rosebuds, and then they're all doing their own thing again.
Exactly. It was the easiest way to disguise themselves in order to get it a New Day for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we still don't know why, but they wanted to fight a New Day.
I think it's a race thing.
Well, it's your word, right. Scotty. We're not going to touch that one.
Yeah, I'm not touching it either, but I'm thinking it is.
You touched it. Your hands are all over it.
My hands are dirty in it.
Xavier tags in Kofi. They hit. It wasn't the... Midnight Hour, but it was kind of like the Midnight Hour in that
it was a road spike and a backbreaker.
Yeah,
that Kofi
it was
kind of missed.
Top rope win and, yeah. Anyways, they hit that.
That
and,
looks like a move that they're going to miss more often than they hit.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
Cesaro
an easy move
can
to hit.
Cesaro can barely do it, and he's one of the most technical wrestlers.
Yeah.
In the world, and the guy's on the mat.
Exactly.
And then you got this guy trying to no, didn't look good.
So you have them lose in their debut, technically on TV match.
You know what? Good. I'll shut the internet up.
Oh my God, it just fucking drives me nuts. Anyways,
when teams lose their first week, because they should try to build them strong.
Well, it's a fresh team. I mean, if you're going to do this as an actual rivalry between these two teams, you want to have them screw them last week and then beat them again. And then the faces, if we are to believe that New Day is a face, which is still up in the air, then you have them come back and get the win.
Probably safe to assume they're faces.
Yes, I would agree. Okay. First member of the Hall of Fame is quote-unquote expected to be Macho Man Randy Savage. TMZ leaked it.
Those fuckers.
And then they show a whole bunch of guys doing Macho Man impressions.
Some of these were great.
Yeah.
Some of these made me laugh.
Roman Reigns was pretty good.
Yeah, Roman Reigns killed it.
Big Show had the mannerisms, not really the voice, but he did the whole...
Yeah, the fingers and the doing the lasso with the finger. Yeah. And
I think that was pretty much it for the first video.
Yeah, that's the problem is I have them all kind of in my head in one video. I can't remember where the split was.
Yeah, I think that was it for the first one. Good one was, anyway.
Yeah. I thought, was Paige in that one?
She was.
I thought Paige was funny, if not very good.
Yeah, Paige's, I think, was just funny.
Yeah.
Good. Next week, we have Raw Reunion, because they're not doing old school Raw anymore, apparently. This is it. Raw Reunion, where we get Hogan.
Is this usually when they do old school Raw?
Well, last year, it was the first Raw, January 7th.
Oh, shit. I like old
they
school
don't,
Raw.
They've done it in the summer. They've done it. Oh, okay. They've so done two
it's
in
not
a year.
An annual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes they.
We're getting Hogan, Michaels, Flair, and Hall. Flair replacing
Nash.
Nash, who has had some issues.
Oh, so this is supposed to be a like a click thing?
Like a.
Yeah, originally it was supposed to be like an
NWO reunion.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that.
Reunion. Yeah. And then, unfortunately, Kevin Nash chokeslammed his son on Christmas Day.
Hey.
Pretty much, yeah. That's how that went down.
Kids should know how to take a bump. It's a life lesson.
They also showed the, what's the guy's name from the Colts doing the Ric Flair promo?
I didn't know who it was. I don't know
Jermaine.
Colts.
It was Franklin. A black Peyton Manning.
It might have been.
Jermaine
Franklin.
Is that an actual? Jermaine
Franklin.
Jermaine
else.
Franklin.
I think he plays in the CFL, doesn't he?
I thought he was a sportscaster.
In the CFL. He's on TSN.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's okay. Good. Anyways, it's the, I'm sure you've seen it. They showed it. But it's the Colts doing a Ric Flair.
Yeah, they do the whole limousine riding, jet flying thing. But in between every line, the rest of the Colts woo. Locker room is going woo.
Give me,
which is weird. I don't know.
Two
what
taps and a Ric Flair.
Woo!
Yeah, that made me laugh. I actually really enjoyed it.
I don't know
it's
what their
the
connection
second
is.
Week they've done it too. They did it last week, and Raw did their WWE did nothing with it.
Maybe they didn't catch wind of it in time.
Maybe.
But they usually have their feelers on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway,
tentacles.
Last year it was 49ers, wasn't it? Didn't Ric Flair go there and meet them?
I don't know what's
up
with him and just joining different random NFL teams.
I think it's just woo. Like, people just, I don't know. It's just the Ric Flair woo.
But like hockey arenas do the woo after goals. I know Vancouver does that. Like,
Street Fighter players do the woo for Zangief because he has his standing medium punch is just a Ric Flair chop. Nice. So everyone in the audience for Snake Eyes, woo, give him the Ric Flair.
That's pretty good.
Good. All right. Big Show comes out. He says, when you're a giant, you're at the top of the food chain. Then he throws back to his first day, quote, first day on the job.
First day on the job.
When he beat Hulk Hogan for the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. He says he doesn't think of Roman Reigns as competition, and he wants to knock him out. Then he mocks the New York Knicks for being on a terrible losing streak when they're in fucking New Orleans.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Why? How is that going to get you any heat?
Yeah, shit on the Saints, if anything.
I thought, okay, maybe... He's got a mastermind plan where he's going to weave it together and say, these guys are bad, but they're still not as bad as the Pelicans or whatever the hell the New York basketball team's called nowadays.
The Knicks.
Reigns comes out, and unfortunately he grabs a microphone.
And talked for a while.
He says he remembers when Big Show won the WCW championship from Hogan because he was 12 years old. And he wants to tell us a story.
About a boy named Roman Reigns.
It's Roman and the Giant Beanstalk. Fuck, this is so bad. So bad. I feel bad for the guy. Because you know that in
now
his case...
Now he's not even getting material.
Exactly. In his case, it is the writing.
Yeah.
Somebody's backstage, and you know what it is? It's they're trying to give him Cena. Right? Cena is kind of goofy,
yeah, he can be
funny,
tough,
right?
But he's going to be like... That's, sometimes he's going to be
and
a
they
charmer.
Tried it with Sheamus... It's the same fucking pattern. I can see it.
Yeah, they are
they
giving them
learn.
The Cena.
They need to learn that it doesn't work with guys who don't have career. This guy should never talk. He doesn't need to talk. You come out, do the Superman punch, do your ooh-ah, and goodbye.
Yeah. Ooh-yeah, and believe that you pronounce the words, Roman Reigns.
Believe that.
This guy needs to be a silent protagonist.
Yeah, I agree.
He'd be the next Gordon
strong,
Freeman.
Strong, silent type. Yep. And I think he'd be good at it because he's attractive, and then the females would think he's mysterious.
Oh, maybe I can fix him.
Maybe he'll talk for me.
Roman Reigns versus Luke Harper.
I thought this was a good match.
Really good match.
Yeah.
No surprise.
First thing I thought when I see kind of a fresh matchup that is going well is I was like, I would really like to see a feud with these guys.
Yes.
That said, I'm pretty sure Roman Reigns very quickly is going to be on an unfeudable level with Luke Harper. So,
unfortunately, well,
I don't know if they're putting, never say that. I don't know if they're putting Luke Harper that high. I'm very happy with what they've done with him.
Who knows?
He had a good year in the company last year.
I always know.
I believe you, Brando.
Yeah, Big Show kicks around outside the ring for most of this match.
Luke Harper had a mean headbutt.
I don't like when people do headbutts because I never think they look real. That's my like one strike.
That looks all right.
Paige was doing them later in the show, and I was like, you're like a foot away from her head.
Yeah.
What about Samoans?
I think wrestling's fake.
Samoans should be the only ones.
The headbutt?
Somalians should be the only ones allowed to headbutt.
You know what? Headbutts, Luke Harper should have headbutted Roman Reigns and then been like, oh, I hurt my head.
I love when they do that. Yeah. It's a callback. Yeah. Way back in the day. Harper goes for a spinning lariat, gets speared. Reigns picks up the win. And then Show, like, because Reigns is looking at the Big Show as he slides in. Has to use the ropes to get himself standing and then starts attacking Reigns as Reigns is just kind of like, hurry up, like, attack me, let's go. Like, it was just, I don't know. I
Come
thought
on,
it was
Big
really
Show, today.
Awkward. Yeah, anyways, Big Show knocks the shit out of him, hits the KO punch, and then leaves.
So they're guaranteed for a match now at Royal Rumble, right?
No, I think they're going to be in the Royal Rumble. And I think I would hazard a guess that they might go at either the show before the Royal Rumble or Fastlane.
Yeah, I don't think you want Big Show doing a match and the Rumble. I think he can handle that. So,
and I think they want him in the Rumble more than that.
Yeah, I agree. Because he's the big guy where everyone has to...
Yep. It's always
maybe,
a big
you know
pop
what?
When Big Show goes
maybe
out.
It's just Reigns to eliminate him.
That might be the end of the
rather
feud.
Rather than have... Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And that probably should be.
Miz and Mizd Out still talking about movies.
I laughed a little bit about this one. I can't remember what it was about.
Mizd Out talks.
Oh, yeah. Mizd Out gets to speak.
He has a project of his own. I forget what he called it. Master. I don't know. Anyways.
Men.
He's had cameras in Miz's house for 6 months. And then after he stops explaining this, Miz is already reacting to it with a creepy face. So as soon as he finishes his sentence, he looks over and instantly mimics the Miz, who is reacting to what he has just said.
Yeah.
Which
so
I thought was
very funny.
Obviously,
everyone's already seen it probably. But if you haven't, yeah, it's Miz looking so his left to right, yes. His right to left at Sandow, and as soon as Sandow finishes talking and realizes it's happening, he just looks away from Miz
instantly,
in the same
way. Oh, it was brilliant. I love this guy.
Yeah. This one I was laughing. But I was laughing because of Miz now, not because it was a super good segment.
Naomi versus Alicia Fox. Naomi has her arm tied behind her back. This was a match that featured a woman who had her arm tied behind her back.
She
it was
fought
not
well with having anything, an arm tied behind her
considering,
back.
Considering, yes, but it was not. By any means, a match of the year candidate.
I thought you were just going to say this was a match and then move on.
This was a match, and that's me being generous about it.
The Usos are apparently banned from ringside here as well. Oh, which Stephanie didn't say earlier. But
why would the Usos show up to a Divas match?
Because she married to this chick.
Both the Usos?
Well, the one is, anyway.
And the other one's his brother. It's his sister-in-law.
And they're tag team. Yeah,
he's obligated because of family shit that he has to be your manager.
Well, he's obligated because they're fucking tag team champions, so they're going to travel together wherever they go. So,
it's true.
And they're twins.
Alicia Fox picks up the win after a little bit of offense from Naomi, and she hits the scissors kick. I kind of wanted Booker T to at least reference, like, where'd she learn to do that
well,
move?
Well, they mentioned it, but it was JBL initiating the mentioning. He's like, that look familiar, Book? He's like, oh, yeah.
Okay. See, yeah. I didn't even hear it.
And it was a brutal scissors kick because she hit her, like, in the swell of the back and was almost, like, straddling her.
Ooh.
Much like a horse, not in any sexual way.
All right, Ambrose is backstage, still getting evaluated. The doctor wants to do some image association, and Dean instantly screams, Thursday!
Day.
That was
which
funny.
Was fucking brilliant! Yeah. I don't know if they wrote that for him, or whether he thought that up on the spot, but I laughed hard at that. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah,
they've
that
just
was.
Been
it was really
ramming
good
those
for,
commercials.
If they did write it, it's really good to see WWE make fun of themselves
poking
sometimes.
A little fun at themselves, exactly.
I think the Thursday things are kind of funny.
Oh, me too. I have no problem with the ad.
No,
it's just
like
funny
Paige
that they
screaming.
Went after their own advertising.
And that they've just been ramming it down your throats because they've been trying to establish it.
And if they didn't write it and it was just Dean, then if I needed another reason.
First picture is Triple H. Dean says irritable bowel syndrome.
That's about bum poopers.
Yes. Then Rollins, he says scumbag. Reigns is brother.
Yep.
Cane is toothpaste.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be a, let's test your wrestling knowledge here. Did either of you pick up on this?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the first thing I thought was, it's because he's got bad teeth.
Right. And then so that's what I went for. And then I instantly clicked
right after. I was like, oh, yeah, the Isaac Yankum.
Yeah, Dr. Isaac Yankum.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of both of you.
Good.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
It's all I earn for every day, Warren, is your pride in me.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I hope Warren thinks I'm cool today. Please notice me, Warren.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan is ho, and Stephanie is ho.
Which I also
laughed at. Because he does the thumbs up, as Hacksaw does for both of them.
Okay, you know, we were like, I don't want Dean Ambrose to be funny forever ago. Is he charismatic enough to pull off segments like this?
He is, but I don't want him to be the comedy guy.
Yeah, but that was an entertaining-ass segment.
It was.
I think there's a difference between being the comedy guy a la Mizdow and being a guy whose comedy is a big part of his charisma.
Like Cena?
Like The Rock.
Okay.
And not comparing him to The Rock, but The Rock, part of what I loved about The Rock was
he always had something funny to say. Yeah.
It's a fine line, though. Yeah, like, because you don't want your audience to associate him with being a Santino level of funny.
Right.
Right? You want him to still be somewhat of a contender.
I think in the eyes of the creative and Triple H and everything, I think they still have him at a pretty high level. Clearly not as high as Bray, but I think they have him in that top half of the card.
Yeah, they know what they have with him.
Yep.
Exactly. Never heard Dr. Isaac Yankum's theme, so let's have a listen, shall we?
All right. Oh, I hate that sound.
I hate it. It's just him drilling a tooth. This is horrible.
This is Jerry Lawler's dentist, right?
Yes. Because Lawler's in the Titan truck. And he has bad teeth. Still.
This is
the dentist.
I'm sorry, listeners. This is really terrible. I'm cringing listening to it now.
That is horrible. Okay.
Hope people are listening to that with earbuds.
Ow!
I hope everyone just had a painful flashback of going to the dentist from their childhood.
Speaking of bad teeth, Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman come out. Hold your applause for that one.
Okay.
Who's the one with bad teeth?
Lesnar. He's got a chipped and he's a fighter. He's had bad teeth.
Oh, really? I've never really looked at Lesnar's smile.
They're not. I mean, they're not
mainly
horrible,
because I'm scared to look at him directly in the face, even when he's on television.
He's a scary looking
terrifying man.
I'm afraid he's going to come through the screen, get me.
Say what you want about Brock Lesnar. That guy is fucking terrifying.
Yes, he is. Heyman says they're happy to return to the scene of the crime. Great line.
Yep.
He
shouldn't have expanded on it.
No,
he
agree.
That would have been great if he just left it like that.
But
that said, what he did do was good.
At any chance that you can get to show the end of the streak, you're going to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, they did that here. They showed the replay.
Still got chills.
Heyman, yeah, me too. I have not gone back to watch that match, and I don't know if I ever will.
Probably not. I made a note that I've kind of come around more so than I was originally on Taker losing to Lesnar. Just seeing what they did with Lesnar, with him beating Cena, they really made that win feel like something. The problem is, we are fairly certain as a podcast, and we are close to never wrong, I would say.
Yeah.
That is true.
That Lesnar's out of here after Mania.
Right.
Yep.
When I look back, I might not remember the Lesnar Cena stuff as much and anything Lesnar did. But what I will remember is that Brock Lesnar came back for a cup of coffee, worked 10 dates, and took a 21-year streak.
Mm. Well,
back away with him.
He robbed a lot of wrestling
in the sense of the amount of times that he worked. I see what you're saying. Yeah. He's been in the company
for quite a while now.
3 years, I think.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah.
He's only been on TV a handful of times.
It does suck that one day I'm going to be like, years from now, I'll look back and be like, and The Undertaker lost. And Brock Lesnar left like a fucking year later.
That being said, though, if he goes on to fight in the UFC and wins another UFC title,
that's a big if.
It could be like, it could work well.
Yeah.
But that's,
especially if he beats someone like noteworthy. Who's heavyweight champion in UFC right now?
Still Dos Santos, maybe.
I don't know who that is.
Or is it Cain Velasquez?
I don't know who that guy is. UFC Where's Big Country?
Heavyweight. He's way down the pole.
Oh, damn.
Champion. Dos Santos?
Cain
Velasquez. No, that's I don't know who Caner. It is. Who is the fuck it?
You still haven't found it?
No.
This is on the wiki. Check the wiki.
I'm on the wiki, but it's very confusing. Mark Coleman? No, that's way old.
Cagepedia.
Cain Velasquez. It is Cain Velasquez. I was right the first time. Should have stuck to it.
No, you said Dos Santos the first time.
Did I? Okay.
Yeah, your second one was
Cain
right.
Velasquez.
Sure.
Fighting. Real sports. Hey, am I right, guys? Hey?
You guys know monster trucks are rigged?
This shit.
You said, do you know monster trucks are also rigged?
Is it actually?
Yeah, yeah. Gravedigger wins sense. Like 95% of the fucking time.
Baby face. Engine. Big face.
Yeah, he's the baby face.
Always gets up at 2.
He always kicks out at 2.
He's on his side. Yeah. Then the crowd counts to 2 and he flips. Yeah. That's how that works.
There's another monster truck on top of him.
No, Monster Mutt's got him down for the count.
All right. Heyman calls the end of the streak the end of a legacy and the rise of a beast. Heyman references the UFC championship, which was interesting. He says the streak was a fantasy and Lesnar is reality. He says Cena C Nation was a fantasy and Lesnar is the reality. He says Rollins is WWE's future. Is he fantasy or reality? Always interesting, Heyman. I love the guy. He says later on in the contract signing, which apparently we're getting a contract signing.
Those always
go they off. Haven't. Have they said anything yet on the show?
I had
about
not
this?
Seen anything up until this point.
No.
So he says later in the contract signing, Lesnar will explain to the other two what is going to happen at the Rumble, meaning that we're going to get Brock Lesnar speaking into a microphone. If that's not enough to hook you to come back for that last segment, I don't know what is.
I mean, not even exaggerating, because you want to see what Brock Lesnar
I know,
has to say.
I know, that's
maybe not for the right
a
reasons.
A little bit of tongue-in-cheek, but yes. All right. Another tease for... Oh, you're
one
not
thing,
done?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to touch on there was I saw on Twitter, because one thing Heyman makes note of is that Brock Lesnar is the only man...
Yes,
only beast,
you're right.
Only beast, sorry, to win the WWE Undisputed title. And the UFC Undisputed title, or heavyweight title,
yes.
Whatever they're calling that one.
Yep.
Real sports, right? I don't know. And the NCAA championship. And he said, no one's even won 2 of those, let alone 3. So then Kurt Angle chimes in after the show, or while the show's going on, one of the two,
yeah.
Saying, yo, Paul, do your homework. I won 2 of them. Which, first of all, is funny because the entire... part of the promo is that no one's done 3. So the
right.
Fact that Kurt Angle would be like, excuse
I
me,
did 2.
I got 2 of them and you said no one did it. But Heyman kind of saved it. I haven't seen what he actually said, but he says that he said it was WWE Undisputed title, which Kurt
as
Angle technically
to...
just had the WWE Championship, which is the exact same lineage.
Technically, but.
But they had made the world heavyweight at this time. So that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Ah, Paul. He's a goddamn mastermind.
It's the same fucking belt.
We get another tease from Macho Man, followed by more guys doing the oh yeah. This is the one where he had Santino.
Yeah, Santino was funny.
Who did? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Like a question.
John
Cena did a good one, an
John
admirable
Cena
one.
With the spinning
yep.
And
spinning.
Actually spinning around.
And I knew as soon as I saw Cena,
yeah.
I was like, Cena this will nail this because Cena can do anything from the 70s, 80s.
My favorite out of everyone was when they showed Kane and he opens his mouth, and they play a record scratch, and he just stands there and stares at the camera.
See, that one didn't hit for me.
I laughed
but
very
was,
hard at that.
There was another one I told you about that was really good that I didn't write down.
Well, let's check
you
the
check
old
the
text
message. Yeah.
Mind you, it's going to be a long time ago.
Yeah, we didn't talk that much. It was only
yeah, we didn't
what,
really
a day
chat
ago?
That much over the past
okay, well,
day.
Okay, well, I'll look it up.
Scotty, tell me about them, how them drugs doing there, Scotty. Your diberflapalone.
Oh, I haven't had one yet. Not looking excited for it.
No.
Oh.
Not those drugs.
Oh. Been about the same. Can't really complain.
Unbelievable that you can talk and
yeah, that's,
blow in that names.
I know. No cough.
You can tell that Brando doesn't smoke drugs because he just said blow into it.
Yeah, blow into that thing. You make the bubbles, right?
Brando.
It's like a cup of root beer at a restaurant, right?
Yeah, just blowing bubbles.
That's what you guys are doing with that pipe, right?
No, we're farting in the tub.
Good.
I thought it was all just for fun. Like I thought it was like taking a glass of root beer and a straw with you wherever
just,
you go.
Just doing it, yeah.
And then you guys come up all giggling like... just like me when I was 4 years old.
Yeah. That's why we get the giggles.
What was I supposed to be looking up again? Miz had a good Savage. One
oh,
of the
yeah.
Usos,
oh, yeah. Miz was,
oh, Miz
good.
Was good.
One of the Usos had a good Savage. And Cena. And yeah. Santino.
Cena's the best.
Breeze. So
oh said. Yeah, Debreeze.
He
no,
was kind of doing
that
sarcastically.
That was later.
Okay.
That was giving you a mark post onto where I was in the show.
Good. We get Miz versus Jey Uso here. We've seen this match a bunch, even though technically it's been in tag team a couple times.
So. This is a really quick match.
Yep. Miz Dow tries to interfere. Jimmy prevents it. Miz hits the skull-crushing finale out of nowhere, picks up the win.
There you go.
They celebrate like they've won an Academy Award.
This feud should be over.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. We were kind of done with this. We want them to get on with the breakup.
Yep.
But hopefully they're just milking this until...
the Rumble.
Until the Rumble, and then everything goes to shit. You know, we always talk about these... breakups, these tag teams. This is where it's obviously going to happen. It's the Rumble. This is where tag teams go to break up. And every year, none of them do.
Yeah.
Like the Rhodes Brothers don't, and the.
We called the Shield for Shield didn't, last didn't, year. Yeah.
God willing.
Fingers crossed. All right. Daniel Bryan comes out.
This is where I said debriefs.
Mediocre pop at best. That's the problem with announcing that he's going to be there is that people are like, hey.
He got a good yes chant.
He did.
But yeah.
That's a given now.
He grabs a mic, says he intends to win the Royal Rumble match and do the whole shebang over again.
I liked how he said, like, you know, you liked how Heyman was like, back to the scene of the crime.
Yep.
I liked how Daniel Bryan subtly was like, hey, last time I was here, did I win something big? Yeah, something happened here.
I think shebang is a funny word.
It is. That's exactly
why
I wrote it
down. The whole shebang, Johnny Gargano.
Is that a wrestler?
Yeah, it's an indie wrestler.
Good. Whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Stephanie comes out. Crowd chants ho, which I thought was good for them.
Right on cue. Yep.
She says, in case Daniel isn't feeling fit, she wants to give him a gift. The WWE Fit DVD featuring Stephanie herself.
Also made me laugh. I got a few laughs out of this episode.
I really wanted her to hold it out and him to just do the flying knee to the DVD or something.
Breaks the desk.
Stupid.
Flying headbutt onto the DVD.
You should just wrestle a whole match against it.
You probably
could. Puts it in like the yes log. Like, ask it.
And it's like Stephanie's face on the front just smiling.
It's like kind of like broken in half. That wasn't even the funniest part of this. There's a really good line later on in this.
Yep.
In this
Daniel does not want any part of that DVD, by the way. She says when she thinks of 2014 and Daniel Bryan, all she remembers is him getting tombstone thrice on Raw by Kane. She says an A-plus player not only wins the big one but stays on top. She asks Bryan if he really thinks he's ready to do this again. Bryan starts a yes chant. He says the yes chant is probably a better workout than her DVD, and then calls her a hoe, which I also laughed at because he did the thumbs up and had a stupid smile on his face because he looked at the crowd and went, ho, like out of nowhere.
Yeah, and the way the crowd,
like a little kid.
The way the crowd said, yeah, doing the yes chant is probably better workout than your DVD. The crowd's just like,
shots fired.
Right where it hurts. Go after her workout DVD.
At one point with this, Vic goes, ooh, when he just did the like the hacksaw thing, was that like bad mic skills just to like save it and get a quick pop? And I was like, a little bit, but it works for Daniel Bryan. If anyone else did this, it probably wouldn't work. And it's only because in this promo, he was like, I'm an average Joe. I'm the man of the people.
I know his average Joe-ism hides his not a ton of mic skill or that even much charisma.
Yeah.
He just plays the working man.
Yeah, it's like people are like, I just love that beard and smile.
Yeah.
Stephanie announces that Bryan's first match on will be back on SmackDown, and it will be against Kane.
That's the obvious choice.
Yay.
I was hoping it'd be against like Rollins.
Kane comes out.
We don't want it again. You save Rollins for a pay-per-view or something.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you're giving away that early.
He's got to come back and beat someone. I know it's not a great match, but he's got to come back and beat someone. No one else makes sense than Kane.
Yeah.
He's going to beat Kane on SmackDown. And then you guys are going to be happy because he's not going to have to beat him on a pay-per-view.
What if he doesn't beat him? What if he loses in his first match back?
I'd probably stop watching wrestling, man.
It's over for Brando.
Kane comes out, they brawl, Kane gets the upper hand, sets up for a tombstone on the steps, Bryan reverses, sends Kane in the ring post, refs come out, separate them, Bryan hit a suicide dive, that was pretty much it.
It was cool to see Bryan running around being physical again. Yeah. I was genuinely marking out for that.
Yeah. Kind of that like moment where it's like, oh, he's not just here to talk anymore.
He's good to go again.
He's back.
Taking
bumps. He appears to be good to go.
Which makes you think that maybe the SmackDown thing might actually be kind of cool to see him back wrestling again. Because got those exact same feelings.
Yeah, I think SmackDown's going to get some decent numbers.
Yep.
Some real decent numbers. Which if they only have decent numbers for one show, then their goal of being like, okay, you guys know what day it's on now? Okay, we can go back to being shitty.
Yeah.
Then that'll be done.
Rollins is backstage with J&J. He's happy he won tonight. And Lesnar walks up. He says, so you're the guy that weaseled his way into his WWE Championship match. Rollins says he's the future, and then Lesnar says the future starts when he says it starts.
That's all right. That was an okay line. He delivered that okay.
Like, it's a dumb line, but it works for, like, it's like the bully who would say that to you in like school, and you're like, but that's dumb. And they're like, shut up, nerd.
And it kind of works.
You don't call him out on him because he'll beat the shit out of you.
It kind of works because we all know that that's literally true. Nothing else really happens until Brock leaves.
Yeah.
Because that's the plan right now.
Exactly. Heyman separates the two, says maybe Rollins and Lesnar can work together to eliminate Cena, and then may the best man win. They stare each other down, and Lesnar walks off. This was cool.
Yeah.
I really like this.
Yeah. Some heat.
Yeah.
Some
interesting. And again, this is exactly what you needed in this match, which we talked about last week, is the dynamic of having Rollins in there with Lesnar. He's never fought Lesnar.
That makes this match very interesting to me.
Definitely.
And all I ask from a Royal Rumble pay-per-view is a good Royal Rumble. I don't even really care if it's good. Most of the time, just the Royal Rumble.
Entertain me.
And then a good championship match. And if you can get those, you can kind of shit the bed on the first hour and a half.
When you're watching those, you're just waiting for the main.
Exactly. No matter how good those matches are, I'm always just like, boy, can I not wait until that Royal Rumble.
Next, we have Paige taking on Brie Bella, who they didn't show her entrance, but the Bella's theme song was playing, which means it's the end of Brie Bella, which is a sad, sad day.
Well, they might split again. I'm still not entirely sure that this entire thing is not just some big plan for Brie to get the title.
Sure.
The long con.
You know what?
The long con.
I could totally believe it. It would be disgusting, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
She'll win the title 3 years from now and be like, you remember when I was lying the whole time.
Hey, I will applaud them for probably one of the long-term bookings. Yet.
Well done.
Good work.
Better than Aces and Eights long-term booking.
finish this match comes when Paige goes for a pin. Kid thinks that she's won, tries to get in the ring.
I thought he was trying to save Nikki or Brie.
No, he kind of had a smile on his face, like, yeah, you did it, but just got in the ring too soon, essentially.
Oh,
looks
really?
Stupid.
Yeah. And then...
That didn't make any sense then. I kind of got it where he was like, oh, he was going to go in and knock off the...
Well, I think...
going to break it up, and then he's like, oh, no, we're good.
That is what
fine.
He meant, but he was trying to show that he wasn't meaning to do that.
Oh, so he was doing some, like, Inception-level acting.
Yeah. And then Brie rolls Paige up, picks up the win.
We call that a con within a con.
And then Paige slaps Kid, and Natalya laughs at him. Good.
Yeah, and she, nice. Walks back to the...
a lot of people's
like,
sexual
back,
fantasy.
Flips her hair.
If you'd have told me 4 months ago that Tyson Kidd was going to be in two quote-unquote angles in January 2015, I told you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I would say that if we take both of these and put them together, it's about equal to one angle.
I'll take it.
There's two half angles.
They're using him. I mean,
he's on TV, and I can't complain.
I mean, he's costing Divas their title matches. He's losing debut matches as a tag team. He's got it all going on for him.
He's got it all.
Career highlights for him.
He's having sex with Natalya, so I'll limit my making fun.
At the end of the day, Bray Wyatt cuts a promo, and I think he announced he's in the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, he did.
He actually announced that this got announced prior to tonight.
Did it? Okay. Because I was listening to it. And he's talking about the Rumble, how 30 souls will walk in and one soul will walk out. But I didn't actually hear him say the words, I will be in there.
Oh,
so I was kind of confused, and I hadn't heard that he was
in. I want to say on Raw last week he announced.
All right.
No, he's in the Rumble.
Good. Bray Wyatt's in the Rumble.
I think, I'm going to say this now, that they are putting Bray in a position, and I think we'll see this. I think they're putting Bray in a position to be a legitimate contender to win the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
I won't say I buy it quite yet because I think it's a two-horse race between...
An outside chance.
But I think he is the guy they're pushing as the third guy.
Yeah. Well, they've had big plans for him. They're just talking about him doing Sting and then him doing Taker and all that shit. So
they always have a plan for him, but it just never really follows through.
We'll see.
They had him go over clean on Ambrose. Like they have some big plans for him.
And they like Ambrose, so that says a lot. And then they proved me wrong. They announced that Macho Man Randy Savage is going into the Hall of Fame.
This is why I never put anything on Twitter, because I hate being wrong.
I know. I totally thought it was going to be a swerve. 100% thought it was going to be a swerve.
Just the way, so I didn't really understand the TMZ part of this going into the show. I didn't realize that that's what happened, that it broke
Neither
early.
Did I until,
So once they even started at the beginning of the show going on about, oh, he's expected to be.
Right.
He's expected. Later on the show, we're going to tell you. But right now, he's expected to be. I was like, this is totally a swerve.
And again, I was saying all day that I knew that they would put him in the Hall of Fame. I just expected a swerve for this Raw.
Right.
For Triple H to come out and be like, no, it's Batista or it's
me or whatever.
Yeah. It's not Randy Savage. And then
Ric Flair for the third time.
Yeah, and then somebody wins a match at WrestleMania to get Hall of the Macho Man.
Well, see, I knew it had to start before Hall
of Fame. CM Punk comes back and hits the Macho Man elbow.
I knew it had to happen before Mania because I knew they induct these guys the day before.
Well, and
I thought it would be a Royal Rumble match.
Tickets go on sale for the Hall of Fame this weekend, too.
You sell that
so they needed a big name to get those
That's
tickets.
That's the biggest of name.
Okay, so let's throw this out there right now. Who's our Hall of Fame? Who's our Hall of Fame picks?
Oh, fuck.
You think The Rock gets in with Macho Man, or do they build something around The Rock?
You can wait for Rock.
You wait for Rock. You build a weak class around Macho.
Not necessarily
Macho.
Done yet, either. Probably is, and probably should be.
I mean, they still talk about The Undertaker going in.
Yeah.
Like.
That's the thing. You could do a whole year around Undertaker.
Yeah.
You could do a whole year around Brock. Yeah.
Yeah. Brock would be
like
an interesting
Macho
one.
Is the main draw like this year?
He gets in, but he's gonna be there's gonna be a different air about Brock Lesnar.
Mm. I don't know. I don't think you need to do Rock this year. I really don't. You can wait.
I don't think The Rock, like, no one's in any hurry to get into the WWE.
He's going in. Yeah, that's the thing.
And I bet
there
you,
is no actual Hall of Fame either.
I bet you exactly.
Like I wish there was because I'd go.
Yeah.
But
and
no.
There's no
It'd be a fucking
there's
cool
no
tourist
rules.
Location.
There's no like MLB rules or NHL rules where you got to be out 4 years. You got to receive 50% of the votes in a committee. Like
no.
It is Vince McMahon and Triple H probably in a room hashing out. It was like, we'll put this guy. Yeah.
Well, we got to put Edge in because his career ended shittily. Let's do. You think Christian goes in this year?
No. Well, maybe.
Because they said last week that apparently he's retired.
You need some lower
You know what?
End.
I can see Christian going in this year as such an undercard. Like, Christian, and like he'll be like the thing nobody cares about.
I don't think they'll do it.
No, me neither. Really but
you don't think they'll give it to him?
You do kind of stack the Hall of Fame. Like, not that you'd have mid-carders, because mid-carders wouldn't get in the Hall of Fame, but there is that kind of like... Well, this guy was a main eventer, but he was kind of the not great main eventer. And Christian's right at that level. Like, you can see Christian being the last guy announced for a Hall of Fame.
Who else could go in this year?
And there's such a like a backing.
You know what? Is Kamala in?
Kamala? Yeah, Kamala's in, I'm pretty sure, already.
Is Kamala in the Hall of Fame?
Who would I like to see in this
year? He should
year?
Be.
The Boogeyman.
1-2-3 kid.
Xbox.
How about JBL?
No, I want to see him as 1-2-3 kid go in.
I don't like that at all.
How about JBL?
I don't. It doesn't say that he's in the Hall of Fame here.
Okay, well, then Kamal can go in this year too.
How about JBL? Someone answer me.
No, not yet. Too early for him.
He's not coming back. He's been retired for fucking...
I'm not worried about that. I just...
He's on TV. You see him so much. He's like he's a character in like feuds.
Yeah. So is Booker T. So was Booker T when they inducted him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was he?
I don't know.
No, they brought him back at the Rumble and then announced that he was going
to always assumed Booker T was around doing some shit this whole time.
I want Kamal in. That's my pick. Put Kamal in there. Guy lost two fucking legs.
I want JBL.
Okay.
Zach Gowen.
He's going to play that game. Ron Simmons went in last year, right?
Yeah. No. Was it last year? Yeah, it was last year. Yeah.
Yep.
Zach Gowen? He's still wrestling.
On the indies.
I don't fucking care. There's no rules here.
He has no rules. Draws.
Sure. That's a good pick. I like that. Draws. Puke. Oh. Hold on. Oh, we don't have it anymore. Forgot.
We never thought we'd need it, and now here we are looking stupid.
The one time where we actually referenced the guy. I know it's not in there.
Vince McMahon.
I want to say a tag team too, but it's too early for me to name a tag team that's going to go in this year. It'll be like... Remember how Demolition went in last year? It'll be something like that, where it's like an old tag team.
Does Sting get in this year?
Jeez. I don't know. Him and... Yeah, you could. Probably him and Macho Man.
I think you could do Sting.
I feel like
Macho
Sting's
Man.
Almost too obvious, though.
Well, and Sting is like... If your guys' thing is like, well, he's just retired. We don't even know if he's coming back. This guy's going to have a match, guaranteed, the day after...
Induction. And they'll be like, WWE Hall of Famer versus...
Maybe Sting next year.
Maybe.
I'd like him to wrestle a match and then go in the Hall of Fame so that technically...
He's WWE brand.
Did something in the WWE.
Well, that's funny because for a really long time, I thought they were going to put him in without ever having him wrestle.
I know, so did I.
And everyone was good with it.
All right. So
and I'm like,
want...
okay, it's the WWE Hall of Fame.
Okay, so we want Kamala, JBL, and who'd you pick? Draws.
Draws.
Good. All right.
I mean, my actual guy is in. I think all of our actual guy that we want in the Hall of Fame is in now. Like
Edge is mine.
Since we started
I meant Macho Man.
Since we started doing the show like way back in the radio or college radio days, me and Warren were like, when's Macho Man going in?
It's about time.
Remember when I had my whole like campaign hashtag induct Randy?
I know.
Paul Heyman.
One day.
Yeah.
One day. For sure he's going in one day.
CM Punk.
Don't, I bet you they're planning his intro video as we speak.
Could you imagine if they inducted him in the Hall of Fame?
This year or another year?
This year, right now.
This year? That'd
Next
be
week.
Fuck
oh,
it.
Fuck. You want to do that? All right.
Fuck
it. I did do it.
Okay. The Ascension are still a thing.
Well, they can't get rid of them yet.
I don't care. They fought Can jobbers they? Again.
2 weeks.
Two weeks of jobbers.
Three weeks.
I'm out.
I watched something where I've seen three different jobbers.
Well, they did SmackDown.
Did they? Maybe I saw a video of that because I didn't watch SmackDown.
I think it's only been 2 weeks.
3 weeks of jobbers.
Even if it's three, don't care because I already
hate them. Three matches of jobbers, not 3 weeks of jobbers.
Yeah, they squashed some no-name guys. Good. Meh. Ambrose is now, we go backstage and the doctor is laying down crying because Ambrose flipped the tables on him. Literally.
Literally flipped the table.
The doc signs
the
papers.
The old Big Show special.
Ambrose leaves, but then comes back and says, yes, it is weird that you pee sitting down.
That was some WCW guy who was the therapist.
Was it?
Yeah, it was some WCW legend. I
thought he looked familiar, but I didn't know.
It's a former wrestler. I can't remember the name, though.
Do you guys pee sitting down?
When I'm pooping.
Yeah, that's pooping.
I'm pooping but, with a pee.
No, I don't.
You ever pee sitting down out of sheer laziness? And I'm going to go ahead and say I've never done it.
I don't think I have ever done that.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
I don't really think so. I'm a big fan of peeing on things when standing up or going outside to pee.
Is that like a sexual thing? Peeing on things?
Sometimes. Sometimes. No, I don't know. I like to stand up and pee. It's fun. Write your name in the snow.
Well, that's the pull quote right there. I like to stand up and pee. It's fun. Sorry, ladies. You don't get to have any fun.
Yeah, suck it.
Well, this is just getting harsh now, Scotty. Need to rub it in.
Let's just move on from pee talks. Lana and Rusev are in the ring. She says Rusev was supposed to... She said Rusev was supposed to face Rusev is what I have in my notes here. Ryback was supposed to face Rusev, so they thank the authority for firing him, and then the crowd calls Lana a...
Oh!
Rusev says Ryback is a spineless man, doesn't deserve to be in the same ring as Rusev. He says he was going to eliminate Ryback from the Rumble, but then Dean Ambrose comes out.
Yeah, that was about the last music I expected to play there.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Deaner?
Going after Rusev? Dean would be done for the night after he got the paper signed.
Yeah.
You got an easy night. Just be in four or five segments.
Is this going to be a feud, do we think? Should we talk about the match first? The match wasn't really a match.
I didn't take much out of this match.
No, they fought for a little while. Rusev was working the knee, which is injured for Dean Ambrose. He sold it really well, and then the ref called for the bell, being like, you're too hurt to keep going. And Dean's like, no, don't do it!
Yeah, that was it. This could be a feud.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do it right away.
I don't know how the timing works out because you're going to have both these guys in the Rumble. Maybe have them go to WrestleMania, like to the next pay-per-view, and then have set something else up. Is it good? I'm hoping for Rock versus Rusev WrestleMania.
They set it up. They planted the seed.
And The Rock wins the U.S. title.
How great would that be?
Oh, my God.
And then they retire it. He fucking takes it.
This is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He throws it into the same river that Stone Cold threw his title into.
You know what? That's how you write off a title.
Boom.
Not a midget won it, and now it's gone.
R.I.P. Cruiserweight title. R.I.P. Okay. This is it. Steph and Trips in the ring for the contract signing. Rollins comes out, then Cena, then Lesnar. Heyman applauds Rollins for being the architect that brought back the authority. There was a sign in the crowd, and I only noticed it here. It might have been earlier as well. It said, vacant with a greater sign, Lesnar.
Nice.
Made me laugh very hard. Just for the use of the greater sign, because I do that a lot myself.
Hey, whatever the signs we were going to do was a greater than, less
was
than
it?
Thing. Because I remember
was
thinking
it?
The guy in the middle will have the greater than.
Didn't we come up with an idea last week on the show for a three-man sign, too?
We did this on the couch at Matt Eats, along with some other stuff.
You might be right, though. We might have thought.
I thought we came up with some funny sign last week, and I was like, oh, we need all three of us to sit together in an event for that.
It's good to know that, if nothing else, we all still have our memories.
It would be great to have, like...
I'm sure it was hilarious.
It would be great if we had, like, two things, and then a greater than, less than sign in the middle.
Yeah.
And, the two guys on the ends had, like, a few different, like, names.
Yeah, so you just flip
mix and match, and the guy in the middle could just, like, flip the things.
For
every
match.
Yeah.
For every match, whichever guy you like.
Just bring a bunch of superstar cards.
It's like, who's probably going to be there?
Whoever wins, you switch it to. Like, oh, shit, no, he's greater than...
Who's got the Dean Ambrose? Who's got the Kofi Kingston? Hey, you got to turn your greater than less than sound around.
I like it. That's not bad. We won't remember this, but we'll do this.
No,
one
it's
day.
Clearly been proven that we won't remember this.
Rollins
doing
wonders
heroin
if
there, tapping your arm.
Rollins wonders if Lesnar can handle a triple threat. He says he may not have the list of accomplishments that Lesnar has, but Lesnar doesn't have his. He says at the Rumble he conquered Taker. At the Rumble, he will win the WWE Championship, whether it's plan A, and then taps the briefcase and says plan B, teasing that. And then he signs the contract. Lesnar says he conquered Taker. He conquered Trips. He's saying this guy as he's pointing to Triple H, which was nice. And this guy as he points to Cena. And he will conquer Rollins. Cena says at the Rumble, he and Lesnar are going to kick Rollins' ass. And then he will kick Lesnar's ass. Because apparently, okay, explain this one to me. John Cena says to Brock Lesnar that Brock Lesnar owes Seth Rollins an ass kicking.
Yep.
For what?
He's curb stomped him once before, and he weaseled his way into the match. Remember what forever ago when he curb stomped him on TV?
It was at the pay-per-view.
It was at the pay-per-view.
The Night of Champions, he came in and curb stomped.
He tried to cash in.
He curb stomped and Brock sold it so well.
I don't know why you don't remember that, Warren. Fake cashing in a Money in the Bank contract is the most memorable thing in WWE.
No. It doesn't get much better than that.
That's an insider. That's a callback to something only me and Warren know about. And maybe Scotty, depending on what chat we were talking in.
We're in the other chat.
Sometimes we talk about you
in the
other chat,
Scotty. We'll get there.
Oh, the text conversation.
They say Scotty's an idiot in the chat that you're not in.
No, we actually made a conscientious decision to remove our chatter about Raw from the chat with you in it because we weren't sure if you had watched it yet.
Oh, nice.
And yet you have spoiled many a things for me, so you're welcome.
Dolph Ziggler cashed in the title, guys!
Brock Lesnar's bleeding!
That was awesome, Warren. You were like, wait, what? You were stoked when I called you. You were very pleased.
I was. And then I enjoyed watching it later still. So I'll give you that one.
If anything, I built your hype for it.
I hate when people do that.
Hyped me up.
You can't tell me anything about a show. Because if you tell me it's really good, then I'm going to go in and be disappointed. Yeah. And if you tell me it's not very good, then I'm not going to want to watch it.
Like, the only way I can get Brandon to like debatably watch it, I'm just like, I recommend it, Brandon. It was good. Or like rewatch this one match.
Yeah.
And I never do. Because honestly, I usually watch a show front to back, or I don't watch any of it.
I'm trying to think of I haven't really gotten you to watch much in the past year.
Scotty, you've never gotten me to watch one thing in your life.
Really? Didn't you watch TakeOver originally because I told you to?
No, I watched TakeOver because Warren told me to, and because Michael Cole told me to.
Michael Cole's got more pull than me? That's not good.
Michael Cole said TakeOver's going to be really good, and I'm like, well, I better watch it.
Michael Cole's never lied to me before.
I will watch the, what's it called?
Wrestle Kingdom?
Yeah, I'll watch that because you told me to.
Warren watches things because I tell him to.
We'll see. Hang on. We'll see if he'll watch it.
I haven't yet. You're right.
We'll see.
But I will.
He'll get around to it.
I'm sure he will.
At some point. It'll be like October and he'll be like, hey, I checked on that Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
Totally holds up.
Like a year later. January next year. Yeah, I watched it. It was great. Okay. Cena signs a contract and then so does Lesnar. Rollins tries to hit Cena with the briefcase. Cena ducks, starts attacking Rollins. Lesnar comes from behind, hits a German on Cena.
That was hype.
And then also on Rollins. Cena gets up, AAs Lesnar through the table. Rollins hits the curb stomp on Cena. Then he eyes up Lesnar for another curb stomp as Paul Heyman is on the outside, on the opposite side of the hard cam, pleading. No! Like, so good. And the angle and his timing and everything, Heyman drill this again.
This is a really good, like, most of the time contract signings suck.
Yeah.
And they're very predictable of, oh, one guy's going to slam the table into the other guy in the corner and they'll jump him or whatever. This was cool because it was like, oh, because like German suplex is not like a finisher for Lesnar, but it's like a signature move now right. at this point for how
and
much.
And it's become such a spectacle. Like, it's crazy thinking what a German suplex is now with Lesnar doing it, and everyone's like,
everyone
one
did
one of those
yeah.
Germans. And yeah, you think about like a
Angle,
few years ago,
Lesnar,
everyone,
Benoit. Eddie,
yeah,
Jericho.
Everyone did
back.
Germans,
and
back
I'll bet
in the
you
day.
A lot of them hit 16 in a match.
Yeah, no doubt. He does hit the curb stomp on Brock Lesnar. I got major goosebumps watching this.
Brock Lesnar sells the curb stomp very differently than John
he
Cena.
Like,
so John
he was
Cena
on his
jumps,
knees, yeah,
and goes down, and Lesnar just puts his head about a foot off the mat with everything else still touching yeah. the mat, and then just slams his head into the mat yeah. as hard as he can.
Like it, I yeah. think he sells it so good because
yeah,
just like,
it looks boom. Like it fucking hurts.
I agree. Really cool. To, like, reason I was getting goosebumps was more as a dude watching a dude living his fucking dream as he is in the ring.
Seth.
And just laid out John Cena and Brock Lesnar and is the last man standing after contract signing. I
and was
know.
What? Like when those guys were huge on SmackDown fighting for the title back in the day, he was
yeah.
what, like 16?
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe?
So, yeah, it was pretty cool. Cool. It was an all right finish to Raw.
There was a moment that I really loved during this segment that I don't think you talked about in the recap where Heyman said early in the promo, because Seth was going to say something, he's like, I'm not finished yet.
Yeah.
And then Rollins was saying some stuff, and Heyman tried to interrupt him, and he's like, I'm not finished yet. And the crowd was just like, oh.
Even the look on Paul's face. Of,
yeah. He's just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't fuck with this guy.
Kid's got some balls now.
All right.
I think Seth Rollins is going to be a face soon.
I don't know about face, but I think he's going to have some gold soon. We'll get to that. 6 out of 10 for me on this Raw.
Face.
Scotty?
7 out of 10.
Brando?
Give it a 5 out of 10.
Good. All right. That's Raw. Should we talk about the Rumble Pool now?
Let's yeah. talk about the second annual Satpod Royal Rumble Pool.
All right.
You
so
shut your mouth, Scotty.
Okay.
It's a little similar to last year as far as the categories go. However, this year we've added point values per each correct answer.
Not every question is the same.
To try and
nullify.
Did
we have that last year too? Or no?
It was how many did you get right?
Oh, it was just how many you got right?
Just how many questions you got right. Who will win?
I got the most right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And then I think.
Yeah, me. Because your picks were just like.
And then I think Andy was up there.
Did Andy do better than you?
Oh, yeah.
Which Andy?
UConn did. Big Andy.
Big Andy?
I don't think.
Little Andy was in there, too.
No, he was bad because he picked, like, Ryder.
Yeah, but he was in the pool.
He was in, yeah, but he was
Captain
way
Andy,
low.
Yeah, Captain Andy had, like, Fandango to win it all.
One guy on the Manitang podcast, and I could probably convince all of them, want to make some pool picks just out
Good.
Of pure ignorance.
Yeah, so, let him in.
Invite whoever.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
All right. Who will win the Royal Rumble? That is worth 5 points. Who will be the last eliminated? That is worth 3 points. Who will be first eliminated, also 3 points. Who draws number one, tentatively, and then if they announce, which they have in previous years, who is going to be number one, which we're kind of thinking they might do to Daniel Bryan, then it will just automatically change to who draws number two.
Two.
But that is worth 3 points, and we will be posting this on our Twitter and stuff, so chill.
If you're going down the white mud, don't grab a pen and paper and be scratching this stuff
And
down.
Then find yourself in a ditch. Similar to what I did.
Oh,
what?
Story time?
I'll talk about it. What number will Daniel Bryan enter? Again, if Daniel Bryan gets number one overall, we'll change that to somebody else to be determined. We'll let you know.
Probably Roman.
Probably Roman.
Probably Roman, the favorites.
Who draws number 30? That is worth 3 points. Who is in for the longest amount of time? 3 points. Who's in for the shortest amount of time is 5 points. Who will have the most eliminations? 3 points. And then we have name two surprise entrants who are not on the WWE.com active roster.
Just roster, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it could be in the Legends page.
They could be in the alumni.
Yes, but not on the roster page. However, we're going to count NXT.
Yeah.
NXT counts. So you have to name two of those, and you get 3 points per correct answer.
Don't
so
be giving us Randy
six.
Ortons. Don't be giving us Sheamus's.
Yeah, no, those don't count.
Right.
Because they're still on the WWE.com
roster. I think
Chris
Jericho is still on there.
Just be giving us like Papa Shango's and
yeah,
like Tyler Breeze's.
Yes.
No JBLs.
Is he on the? He's technically in the alumni section.
Bum.
JBL is my pick.
He was in it last year, and he's always said he's only got a couple more clotheslines of hell left.
He usually says one more.
Yeah.
And then he does one.
And then he still has
one more left.
Good. All right. How many people will Roman Reigns eliminate?
29.
You have to be specific.
Got to be on the dot for that
one.
And
there's no leeway. You get 5 points if you get it right.
Yeah, there's no like, oh, I was off one. It's got to be all or nothing.
Yes. Will Kane break Shawn Michaels' record for most ever eliminations? We think that he's one, if not two, away.
So that's a yes, no answer.
Sure, we'll fact check it for next week. But for the time being, it's a yes or no answer, and you get 1 point if you get that right. Who will be the final four? You get 2 points per correct answer, maximum of 8 points. Who will point to the WrestleMania sign first in the Royal Rumble match?
Not at the pay-per-view.
Not in the pay-per-view. It has to be once the bell rings to start the Royal Rumble match, the first guy to point at the sign. So that might be one of the first two guys in the ring. It might be two guys at the same time.
It could be. It could be
the final four.
Exactly.
Which I think is the most common one.
Usually.
Or final two is really common.
Sometimes one guy will just do it just to be a prick. And yep. That's what makes this pool so much fun.
We're all pricks on the inside.
And because when we tallied it up after doing all of these questions, it added up to be 56, we decided to also include who leaves the Royal Rumble with the WWE title worth 4 points.
That way we got an even 60.
So now it's out of an even 60.
We're nothing if not obsessive compulsive about our round numbers.
Well, it makes sense to have it rather than 56.
The thing that I thought about after when you were reading these now is if we lose the Daniel Bryan question about, or not the Daniel Bryan question, but the question for number one, those are worth points that are then going to get taken off the score.
Take it off the score.
Like if...
No, because the question becomes Roman Reigns then.
No, but that's what number Daniel Bryan's going to come in at.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If we have points associated to who's going to be number one, and if they announce number one, we don't have a replacement question for that, so those points are going to go away, and then we're not going to be at 60.
No, because then it's who becomes number two for number one.
No, so we still have number two, don't we? We already have two?
No.
Oh, we don't have number two?
One or two.
Oh, it's one or two. It's whatever one gets not announced.
What number will Bryan be? And if it's not Bryan, we'll change it to potentially Roman Reigns or somebody else.
I thought we were doing one and two no matter what.
No, okay. The numbers are 1 and 30. That's the only numbers that we have.
To we 27 this year.
Yeah. All right. Good. Probably because you won't be able to fit those into a tweet. Just email your picks.
Yeah.
Satpod316@yahoo.com. Again, we'll tweet them right away. I'll whip up a thing and tweet it on the Satpod.
We're making
Satpod.
Our picks next week?
Yeah, we'll announce our picks for next week.
I got a week to think about this
then. We'll make the deadline the Saturday before the Rumble.
We'll keep it open for a while.
Fuck it. Just send us your picks. I don't care. There's no deadline.
Send us in there and you win.
We'll run through the standings the week. So in 2 weeks, the Sat Pod following the Royal Rumble, we will reveal who is the who is the winner, and we may or may not have some prizes.
Yeah,
potentially.
I didn't get no prizes last time.
Actually, I got
some, on the podcast.
We got some good prizes. Yeah, you might have been just starting the show, but
to be the one in one and one.
Good
against Brando.
I'm not going to be an idiot this year. I'm coming for that title. I'm saying that right now.
I think last year you were pretty damn confident in your Brock Lesnar's. There was no idiot about that.
I was and I wasn't. I was going for the win, going straight for the jugular with that pick.
For those who are waiting on the edge of their seats, Warren, tell me what happened to you on the white mic.
Right. I'm glad you remembered.
Yeah, take it home with this.
So I'm driving to work. This was yesterday, so Monday. And it's highway the whole way from Sherwood Park to West Edmonton, where I work at a radio station.
About a 25-minute drive.
Yeah, call it 30.
Yeah.
So it had, I don't think it had snowed, or did it snow a bit on Sunday?
Maybe a little bit.
Just a little dusting, if anything.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of warm, so it was kind of melty.
A little slushy, yeah.
A little slick.
Roads are fine. I take the white mud from ass end to ass end, and then I get on the Henday. So the merge lane from the white mud onto the Henday going north is a somewhat sharp turn, but I'll take that thing, even though it's recommended, I think, at 70.
Yeah.
I'll usually take it at 80 because I'll just leave it and cruise from the white mud, which is 80 kilometers if you're listening in the States. So I'm going around this bend, which bends to the right, and I start to turn, and my car, I can feel it start to, the tail end starting to go. So I turn the cruise off quickly, and I try and counter steer, and as I'm doing it, I'm not swearing or anything.
Dead
I'm
silence.
Just going, I'm going, oh, and it just, it went completely sideways. I went sideways into the ditch. I missed a light pole by maybe 2 feet in the front end. So if I'd have been 4 feet over, that thing would have smoked me right in the driver's side door, and that would not have been good.
No.
Well, I went, I somehow span around so that I was now parallel with the road facing the right way.
You've only done a about, whole 360 at
yes,
this point.
Yes.
Okay.
Only about, let's call it 5 feet off of the road into the ditch, and it's not really a ditch there either. It's pretty level.
Yeah.
But because my car is a complete turd and there was maybe 3 feet of snow, I could not get out of it. I couldn't move at all.
Right.
So the funny thing is that, so picture this, it's all going down. I'm screaming. And then as I come to a stop, I didn't even move. I had a smoke lit. So I didn't even move the whole time. I stop. And the first thing I do is don't even move my head. I just take a drag off my cigarette and just sit there and stare at things. And then finally, once the adrenaline wears off, because I was like
shaking,
a little rattled a little bit, I kind of look around. There's three cars in the ditch on the other side and two cars in front of me.
Okay.
And one guy in his truck is pulling a car out of the ditch in front of me.
Okay.
And as I'm sliding in, I remember looking up, and he's already, before he even stopped, he's already pointing at me, like doing, like kind of nodding his head, pointing at me.
You're next, bud.
Exactly. Exactly what he did.
That's
he
funny.
Got the
this
guy
is why
out in
Canada
front of me,
awesome.
15 minutes, backed his truck up. He had a big Chevy, souped up Chevy with cables and everything. He yanked me out of there like nobody's business, hooked him up with some concert tickets, and that was that.
Nice.
A nice Polish gentleman. He was great. Artur.
A good
was his name.
Artur?
What concert is he going to? Is he going to Linkin Park with me on Valentine's
Day? No, he's going to Thought
Brent,
the Shaw.
Your new best friend.
Featuring Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah.
Who's opening for
Thought
that?
The Shaw.
But there's nobody yet. Rumor has it that it may or may not be Gwar.
Rumor
That'd
has
be
it
cool
that
if
no
it was
one
Gwar.
Wants to open for Marilyn Manson.
That's the thing. He's a terrifying individual.
Very scary person.
I don't think he's a draw anymore.
Before you guys all get judging me, I'm not actually going to see Linkin Park.
You're just going to see Rise Against.
I'm going to see Rise Against.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. And then I'll be good and drunk for Linkin Park, and I'll probably think they're the best thing I've ever seen.
I just want really drunk
Linkin
Brando.
Linkin Park, play that song from Transformers!
I just want drunk,
What's
like...
What's the one from Transformers?
What I've done.
Okay.
I just want you to just be, like, singing, like, in the end or, like, numb, like, really hammed.
One thing. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
The rapping guy, he's going to break down some rhymes for me.
All right. Good. All right. So, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, at SatPod. Send your Royal Rumble picks that you will get on our Twitter to our email, satpod316@yahoo.com. We got Boris in next week, even though last week I said he was going to be in this week. I got my weeks mixed up. So he will be in next week.
To talk about Genesis.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that he brings his Royal Rumble picks,
and by that, I mean the Sega.
So, yeah, yes, the Sega Genesis.
But is he talking about that? Or he's sticking
he's
the
here
show?
For the whole thing.
Yeah,
he's reviewing Raw with us.
The
that's what we're going to be doing
experience.
Moving forward. So expect that for next week.
Can't let him leave right in the middle.
You can follow us individually on Twitter, myself, at TheDieselBarris.
I'm at ScottBox64.
I'm at Brando90. I'm at Brando1990. Also follow at Manitank.
Blowing into that thing too hard,
Brando.
Brando's
blowing into the bong. Pushing the water out.
Listen to the bubbles.
Do your Manitank.
Yeah, at Manitank. We're going to try and get some video stuff up in the next little while.
But you have a new audio podcast up. I just saw that.
Yeah, should have been. Every Monday it should go up.
For all your video game needs.
Yes, that's right. And
I'd love to tell you what we talk about, but I can never remember.
Make sure you get their Royal Rumble picks and bring them in next week.
Yeah,
we'll talk about
that
too. All right. We are going to be listening to Taylor Swift because it was Scotty's 22nd birthday. And I don't know about you, but Scotty's feeling 22. Take us out.
All right, guys. Until next time, keep on throwing photographers into the guardrail.
Like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers.